Judge not from the appearance. November 2nd, 2012. Last night I had the opportunity to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And of course I did that by renewing my mind to the truth rather than what appeared to be the truth. I'm writing this not to say that I am spiritual, but that you may see that what I am writing in these contemplations has practical application in our day-to-day lives in this world. The experience I am recording here involves my husband, as do the ones recorded in Underdone Burgers and Boundaries. If he were writing these contemplations, I'm sure they would read very differently because he would be recording them from his viewpoint, not mine. I can speak only of what I experience in my own relationship to God. I cannot speak for another, not even my husband. The incident was as follows. My husband enjoyed perfect health all day yesterday, walking his 4 miles and eating his 3 meals as usual. He went to bed a little earlier than I and right away began to sneeze, not once or twice, but probably 20 or 30 times. I immediately recall that when he had done that in the past, he would get extremely ill with vomiting and diarrhea. He's the only person I've ever known to do that. Sure enough, pretty soon he got out of bed saying, "I don't feel well." And what did I do? I'm ashamed to say that my response was, "You always sneeze like that before you get sick." Here I was agreeing that he was ill. See, power of agreement and consciousness manifested. You, of course, know what happened next. You're right, vomiting and diarrhea of the most violent nature. The last time this happened, he suffered dehydration and ended up in the doctor's office taking an IV. It appeared that we were in for a trip to the hospital, but Jesus instructed us not to judge from the appearance. After attending to my husband's immediate physical needs, I got him into bed and sat down to get quiet inside. I recall the words of James, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." So that's what I did. I asked God for wisdom, knowing that he would not reprimand me. I felt no guilt that I wasn't more spiritual. On the contrary, I just felt very peaceful, knowing that I would receive God's wisdom for this situation, even if it would be to go to the hospital. I was willing to do whatever I felt directed by God to do. The next scripture I recall was Jesus' words in Mark 16 about the signs that would follow them that believe. "They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Without any words to my husband, without any spiritual acrobatics, I just simply lay down in the bed next to him and placed my hands on him, not religiously, but as I do every night as I snuggle up to him. I thought of many things written in these contemplations about the simplicity of the gospel. See, simplicity that is in Christ. About how it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. About how we are to be anxious about nothing but just let our requests be known to God. About the goodness and love of God and his desire to have the Word made flesh in us. See, Word made flesh. Even when my husband sneezed again and said he may be sick again, I still said nothing to correct or condemn him. I just continued to lie there. After a short while, I heard heavy breathing and knew that he had fallen asleep. I responded, as did the disciples, to Jesus when he told them that Lazarus was sleeping. "Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well." And I too slept. We awakened this morning at daylight as usual. My husband commented on how good he felt, got up and ate his usual breakfast, and walked his usual 4 miles, and is at this moment working on the technical end of getting these contemplations on the website and working properly, as he does every day. He has certainly been the evidence for me that God answers our prayers even before we ask. I know absolutely nothing about getting a website up and running on the internet. Even before I needed this sort of help, my husband was there. The point I want to make over and over again is that we can both know and experience the simplicity that is in Christ. We can receive the kingdom of heaven when we become as little children. We can know experientially the truth of Jesus' words, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Because we understand that the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. And that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Note, I am aware that in these contemplations, I refer to other ones that haven't yet been posted. They are written, though some are not yet recorded, and will be posted soon. Thank you for your patience.